Reading Affectionate Guidance. Chapter 24. A Day at Hapania. I offer my obeisances to my respected godbrothers, godsisters, and the villagers of Sri Hapania. Today we have very happily come to Sripat Hapania Dham. Our destination is Goloka, even if we may not know where Goloka is. However, we must know that the abode of Goloka has personally become manifest in this world as the abode of the Divine Master, the residence of the devotees, and the temple where the deities are worshipped. Today, whether we can perceive it or not, we have arrived in this holy place which is non-different from Goloka Dham. Many years ago, we brought our Divine Master back here to Hapania, the place of his advent. We had a purpose, as also did the residents of this village, and all wanted to have Guru Maharaj's company once again, since so many long years had passed since Srila Guru Maharaj left his family to accept the renounced order of life, sannyas, and went out to preach throughout the whole of India, after which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur departed from this mortal world, and Guru Maharaj remained in Vrindavan, Gokula, and Sri Nabadeep Dham. His family members, especially his brothers, Sri Yukta Mani Babu and Sri Yukta Amar Babu, tried their level best to bring Guru Maharaj back to his hometown, Hapania, but he had no desire to come here and never agreed to their proposal. Afterwards, on the request of Guru Maharaj's godbrothers, Parampujipad Srila Jajava Maharaj, Paramahansa Maharaj, Madhusudan Maharaj, etc., all the Vaishnavas who had much regard and affection for him, Guru Maharaj finally agreed to come here for a day or two. My underlying intention through all this was to locate the exact spot where Guru Maharaj took his birth. I thought that could be indicated only by him personally. No one else could do that because all were younger than him. He was the eldest remaining of all his family members of the village, and furthermore, his memory was the sharpest of all. Therefore, I considered that only he could accurately point out the place of his birth. When Jajava Maharaj and other godbrothers of Guru Maharaj and myself petitioned Guru Maharaj to come back here once, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj also supported our proposal with great enthusiasm. He personally became most eager that Guru Maharaj should come. Our most revered Sri Yukta Mani Babu and Sri Yukta Amar Babu were most enthusiastic. Also, Sri Yukta Satyan Babu, Sri Yukta Bon Babu, and many other distinguished brahmanas and pious souls of the village and their families, all showing great eagerness, young and old. Everyone, even one elderly Muslim gentleman who lived nearby, also expressed his heartfelt wish that Guru Maharaj might be brought back here once again. In this way, everyone propitiated Guru Maharaj, and at last he agreed. When Srila Guru Maharaj reached here, I requested him to indicate the place of his birth. Srila Guru Maharaj happily agreed to do so, and the very spot directly before us where Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Gopinath Ji now graciously preside was indicated by him to be the exact place of his birth. On that day we collected 6,000 rupees for making a small place of worship here to mark the spot. All the venerable godbrothers of Srila Guru Maharaj who were present also graciously gave me contributions. Then, at the request of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Jajava Maharaj and others, Mani Babu registered a deed and gave it to me for this place. Although it was a very small beginning, I was encouraged very much by the blessings and association of Guru Maharaj's brothers and my godbrothers. Sri Yukta Amar Babu took full charge of the project, and in a very humble way he tried to make a small temple only for the worship of Guru Maharaj's photograph. Originally there was no temple for the deity or any Nat Mandir. Gradually the devotees became more and more enthused to give contributions, and so after about 8 years I thought that with our Guru Maharaj's permission, it would now be possible to build a temple here and install deities. Srila Guru Maharaj was also very happy to hear that I wanted to install deities here. He said, "I am sure that you will have no problem to engage a good priest, invite the Vaishnavas, and hold a grand festival for the installation of the deities. But after that, how will you feed your deities? It is not a matter of 1 or 2 years. It is an eternal service. So first you will have to try to manage for a permanent arrangement for the worship of the deities." By the blessings of Guru Maharaj and through the affection of my godbrothers, sufficient facility came to enable me to arrange regular offerings and worship for the deities. So, taking Guru Maharaj's instructions, with the guidance of his honorable godbrothers, we installed the deities of Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Gopinath Ji. Since then, we have held 4 grand festivals every year, and we continue the daily worship of the deities according to the scriptural regulations. Srila Guru Maharaj named the deities Radha Gopinath Ji. This name causes us to always remember Madhavendra Puripad. Madhavendra Puri received the profuse blessings and sweet rice prasadam from Gopinath Ji of Remuna. So Guru Maharaj said that since the deity had manifested himself here as Gopinath Ji, we must arrange very nice paramanna, or sweet rice, to offer to him every day. Gradually the temple and Nat Mandir has manifested by the blessings of Guru Maharaj and the affection of the devotees. Along with his family, Guru Maharaj's brother Sripad Amar Babu constantly serves this mat. Guru Maharaj named this mat Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Ashram, and up to the present it is running very happily and perfectly under the guidance of Amar Babu. As at Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, all the spiritual functions are carried out every day, and devotees and villagers from far and wide come to see Gopinath Ji. Hundreds of villagers come for the festivals like Radhastami and Krishna Janmastami. On Janmastami, they come for the worship of Gopinath Ji, and they observe fasting the whole day. The next day, for the great festival known as Nandotsav, 5 to 6 thousand people attend this mat and happily take prasadam. They all cooperate with us very nicely. In this way, the service of Gopinath Ji has become very glorious. We are also very happy because Srila Guru Maharaj's orders to make these service programs have become fulfilled. Today you have also seen the new land we have acquired and the pond, which we have named Shanti Sarovar. There we are now cultivating our own crops. Devotees of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat now visit here regularly, especially for the festivals of Gaura Purnima, Guru Puja and Janmastami, and they are very happy to see the service of Gopinath Ji and take his prasadam, and they feel transcendental ecstasy. Thus our service is always progressing with the kind assistance of the devotees. Today so many of you have again attended, and this year my program is a little different. Srila Guru Maharaj's form is transcendental, never mundane, And on the holy day of his advent, we worship him in the same way as Lord Krishna or Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I thought that after his appearance day festival, which we observed yesterday in Nabadeep, we should hold a festival here today for Guru Maharaj in the same way as Nandotsav, the festival held by Nanda Maharaj the day after Krishna's birth. Everything here is transcendental, and if we can have the vision to see this, we must be spiritually benefited. In this way, we are trying to fulfill the desire of the exalted Vaishnavas. The name of this village is Hapaniya, which means sweet water. A place that produces sweet water is called Hapaniya. Paniya means that which is drinkable. Today we have drunk the water from the green coconuts here and experienced their sweetness. Because of these coconuts full of sweet water, this place has been called Hapaniya. Another feeling also comes to me when I am in Hapaniya as a child of this village. Perhaps in the past I was a resident of this village. I do not know why, but whenever I come here, I feel myself to be a part of this village. Perhaps it is because of the affection of Guru Maharaj's family members. I first came here when I was 17 years old. At that time, Mani Babu, Amar Babu, and their families were very affectionate to me and bestowed their blessings upon me. And Srila Guru Maharaj's sister, who now lives at Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math in Nabadeep, she accepted me as her son. With so many such things combined, I feel myself to be a boy of this village. Now I have been coming and going to and from this village for about 42 years. Srila Guru Maharaj himself was so very affectionate to me. He did not like me to be away from him for even a few hours. Sometimes when I would go to Calcutta, Guru Maharaj would send a godbrother by a shortcut on the cycle to the bridge to intercept me and call me back. "Call Govinda Maharaj back. I am not feeling well." This happened many times. Sometimes, even if there was very important work in Calcutta, he would send someone by cycle with the order, "Bring him back immediately." But whenever I had to come here to Hapaniya, Guru Maharaj would always very happily grant me permission. Even if he was not in very good health, his mood would change and he would become very pleased. He always encouraged me to come to Hapaniya. But so many times when I had to go to Calcutta, he would call me back. Therefore, I am very attached to Hapaniya Dham. After the manifestation of the deity, when I was about to go to Hapaniya, sometimes Guru Maharaj would ask, "Where are you going?" And I would reply, "I am going to my mat." Guru Maharaj would enjoy, and laughing, he would say, "Oh, Hapaniya is your mat. All right, you may go." Srila Guru Maharaj's mood was very happy if I served the deity of Radha Gopinath Ju. This is why I have become more and more enthusiastic to serve the deity. Also, many of my godbrothers, especially I can mention that Sripad Yudhamanyu Seva Vikram Prabhu and Sripad Aravinda Lochan Seva Sundar Prabhu, are assisting me very much for the Hapaniya Seva. Many other godbrothers are also helping. Whenever the devotees hear that their contribution is utilized for Hapaniya, their hearts feel peaceful and happy. We enjoy here very freely. When I am in Calcutta, I have heavy responsibilities, and in Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math also I am not worry-free. But in Hapaniya, I feel much peace at heart. I come here weekly or fortnightly. Although I do not stay very long, I appreciate being here. So now you have come to this very place, Hapaniya, where Srila Guru Maharaj manifested himself to the world, where all the trees, all the animals, all the men and women, everything is transcendental. Even all the vegetables are transcendental. But it is necessary to eat with a transcendental body. Otherwise, how can we digest? That day we came here with Srila Guru Maharaj, a humble meeting was held here in this very place. As shelter, only a tarpaulin was erected above our heads. We sat on the ground, and Guru Maharaj sat on a chair. He discussed various shlokas. At that time it was my greatest fortune to hear a special shloka from my Srila Guru Maharaj for the first time. Guru Maharaj wanted to inject our hearts with the feeling that we had come to the holy abode. Yat kincha trinagulma kikata mukhang goshte samastang hi tat sarvanda maye mukunda dayetang lila nukulang param. He told us, quote, "Everything here is transcendental and very auspicious. If you can see in this way, you will be benefited. You will retrieve your transcendental life, and also you will attain the service of Srimati Radharani." End of quote. In this way, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rokak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj gave his blessings to us here on that day, and we always remember that. I have tried to speak a little of the glories of Guru Maharaj for his satisfaction, and I know that if I can see the meaning of his shloka, my prayer must reach its destination very easily. Now the offering is being made to the deities. After the Bhogarati, we shall happily take the prasadam of Radha Gopinathju, Giridhariju, and our Guru Maharaj. This is my desire and prayer. My obeisances to you all, the villagers, the sannyasis, brahmacharis, etc. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Varya Astotarashata Sri Srimad Bhakti Rokak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Tadya Avir Bhav Bhumi Sri Pathapaniya Ki Jai Jai Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Gopinathju Ki Jai Tadya Bhogarati Ki Jai Jai Sri Pad Ananga Mohan Prabhu Ki Jai Jaya Gauri Mata Devi Ki Jai Jaya Shri Upendra Chandra Vidyaratna Ki Jai Jaya Samaveta Vaishnava Mandala Ki Jai Samaveta Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Gaura Premanande Hari Bol. End of chapter 24 of Affectionate Guidance by Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj.